people connect to, and they'll feel a joy, during the performance. And that's what I want. I want everyone to feel happy. And I'm really looking forward to being in Poland, by the way, and I love being here. So it's going to be very special for all of us.
Also, I think that you have a beautiful approach to the rhythm as a pianist and also as a songwriter. Brazilian has this wonderful, I don't know, elasticity, that it can be a language, can be a rhythm itself. You can sing a recipe like Vatapá, and that will be a song immediately.
Well, the language is a beautiful language, it's a romantic language, and we have long vowels, with a vatapá, like you said. So you can say anything and it sounds beautiful. Vatapá is a very nice dish, by the way, from Bahia, very typical of Bahia. And yes, and I will sing about vatapá. I'm going to sing some songs from Bahia as
Ooh, I
well.
guessed this one.
Yes, so I'll talk vatapá, caruru, mungunzá, and I'll bring some of those traditional names of Bahia and songs from there too. It's a very diverse show.
When you compose a song for yourself, it's you and the piano and the lyrics. How does it connect?
Well, in different ways. But normally they just emerge, from a feeling that I'm having at the moment. They're inspired by different things. And because of my, familiarity with harmony, with rhythm, with Brazil, with jazz, with all of that, and the language, I can just let my feelings be expressed once I put my hands on the piano and I sing. Usually the lyrics come pretty much when I write lyrics, they come together with the song. It's not like I write a song and then I try to think about a lyric. Usually it happens simultaneously, the melody, the harmony, and then I will tweak a little bit the lyrics later, but the general idea comes together.